This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how God's plans are magnificently orchestrated. So I opened this series with me feeling low, and it was the classic case of unanswered prayer. My downward spiral began when I only focused on my pain, and that is because pain only creates more pain. From that experience, I have three key takeaways to share. And the first is, keep your eyes focused on Christ. He is the problem solver. Don't focus on the problem. The second is, don't let the unknown hold us back. Close your eyes, press your hand into God's, and step into the unknown. The third is, pray and ask God for the desires of your heart, and then detach from the outcome. Detach from the when and how it will all unfold. We know that God's plan is greater and can achieve greater results than any plan we could even dream up. And when we trust in that, we see that Joseph goes from the prison to the palace in the same day. We see a homeless veteran who gives away his only $20 and has more than $300,000 2 months later. And so I am so encouraged that God's plan is magnificently orchestrated, and let us cling to these timeless words. For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Jeremiah 29:11. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, know that His plans are magnificent.